Hi, this is Jen again. In this session of the Performance Project, I'm going to talk to you about the importance of and the power of knowing your big why. Jim Lohr is a sports psychologist who studies human performance and works with elite athletes. Through conducting long-term studies of the habits of athletes, he discovered that the main thing that distinguishes elite competitive athletes from just okay athletes is a very clear understanding of why they do what they do. They're clear on what the sport means to them and why winning really matters. I find over and over that when you enter a competition or a stressful challenge, having your big why in the front of your mind helps you rise above your inner critic chatter. It gives meaning to what you're doing and helps you stay above the fray. The high-performance riders, professionals, and amateurs I work with all get really good at connecting their competitive goal to their core values. This helps them enjoy their riding while avoiding drama and politics as they work toward their goals. They become internally driven rather than externally motivated. Knowing your big why will help you overcome adversity, ride the roller coaster, and handle crises with more grace. In his book, Man's Search for Meaning, Viktor Frankl writes about the idea that as long as a person has a purpose, they can overcome any adversity. Between 1942 and 1945, he spent time in four different Nazi concentration camps. The experience was unimaginable. His family died, he almost died several times, and he spent years watching everyone around him suffering and dying. He wrote, "In some way, suffering ceases to be suffering at the moment it finds a meaning." And he quoted Nietzsche, "He who has a why to live for can bear almost any how." Your big why is big. It's about more than winning a ribbon or moving up a level. It's about your passion for your sport or your partnership with a special animal. It's about your sense of purpose and connection. Your big why gives you backbone. It gives you a sense of meaning to persevere and thrive through all the things. In order to really know your big why, you need to be able to articulate it and write it down. It also really helps to get it out of your head and share it with at least one other person. Your big why is so important. You might think you know why you do what you do, but it's easy to get caught up in menial concerns and self-doubt when you don't have your big why front and center. You know you need to get clearer on your big why if any of the following are true for you. You find yourself more focused on outcome than process. In other words, you find yourself so focused on your score or your placing that you don't enjoy the show. You are easily upset or triggered by things other people say or their opinions, even people who shouldn't matter to you. You find yourself debilitatingly disappointed when things don't go well, and this affects your riding and your life negatively. You find it difficult to recover from setbacks and get back in the proverbial saddle. You feel disenchanted, annoyed, burnt out, or lack enthusiasm for a sport or an activity that you once loved. You seem to have hit a glass ceiling in training or competition, and no matter how hard you work, you cannot seem to break through to the next level or accomplish a particular goal. You focus a lot on what other people think, and this interferes with your ability to perform and enjoy your riding. For example, you go to a clinic and you're so concerned about what the clinician thinks of you that you take instruction as a criticism, have a crappy time, and don't learn. You feel a lack of clarity and have trouble making decisions. You feel bogged down by your day-to-day struggles and feel like you're hitting balls as they come instead of being intentional. You get the idea. So I imagine if you're like most riders, at least a couple of those ring true for you or have rung true for you at some point. So how do you figure out your big why? Ask yourself, what is it that really matters about your riding, your goals, and the things you want to achieve? What would you miss the most if you could no longer ride? That's my favorite question. What would you miss the most if you could no longer ride? How do you want to feel? What are you the most grateful for, and what makes you the most happy? Your big why will be simpler than you think. My client, Christine, who wanted to qualify for the USDF National Championships in Kentucky, she was really nervous about her goal. She felt like it was unattainable, and her inner critic kept telling her all the reasons why she shouldn't do it. She didn't know if she could afford to go. She didn't know if her borrowed horse would be ready. She wasn't sure her marriage could withstand the demands that her goal would make on her time. She felt there were a lot of forces working against her. When she uncovered her big why, it helped her focus on the bigger picture rather than all of her concerns. She realized that her big why was living a regret-free life. She didn't want to feel like she was leaving things on the table just because she was scared or lacking confidence. Later, when she was diagnosed with cancer as she was preparing to go to Kentucky, that big why came to have even more power. She told me she just plain wasn't going to die regretting that she hadn't taken every opportunity she could. She said, when she wants something, even if it seems out of her league, she just needs to know she's given it her all. Her big why has lifted her up and pushed her forward during some of the hardest and best times of her life. So take some time to write down the answers to these questions. If you could no longer ride, what would you miss the most? What is your purpose that motivates you to keep working? Distill your big why down to a simple phrase or 1 to 3 sentences, and then own it. Have fun with this.